کشورهای منطقه روبرو شده.
ایران's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has slammed Washington for removing the Mujahideen Khalq Organization or MKO from its list of designated terrorist groups. The ministry says the move is irresponsible and goes against Washington's international obligations and legal commitments.
In an official statement, Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said the move proves that Washington applies double standards when it comes to terrorism.
In the statement, Iran's Foreign Ministry also holds Washington responsible for MKO's terrorist acts in the past, present, and future. Experts, on the other hand, say through the move, the United States has clearly voiced its official and irrational support for the terrorist group.
In the wake of the recent developments, the U.S. is looking for a new Middle East. In the name of the so-called Free Syrian Army, they send terrorists to topple the Syrian government. They assume by toppling the Syrian government, they can also write a similar scenario for Iran. Their best candidate is the MKO, because this terrorist group has received all the necessary support and training in Iraq from the US Army and the CIA. But to mobilize and legitimize this group against Iran, they have to first issue it a brand new identity card that does not carry the name terrorist.
Washington on September 28 removed the MKO from its list of terrorist organizations after U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sent the U.S. Congress a classified communication about the move. Members of the MKO, who have killed more than 17,000 Iranian civilians and top officials since 1979, fled to Iraq in the 1980s, where they had the support of former dictator Saddam Hussein. The group has no public support within Iran because of its nationwide campaign of terror and its role in helping Saddam Hussein during the Iraqi imposed war on Iran.
The MKO will remain a huge liability for the US administration. The decision to remove the group from the terror list will also be recorded in history as a shameful act on the part of Washington.
The MKO is a terrorist organization. Those who claim otherwise have no clear conscience. The group has no place in Iran because they fought us during the Iraqi imposed war.
MKO is listed as a terrorist organization by much of the international community because it has also carried out countless terrorist acts against Iraqi civilians and even Western targets.
The harbinger of terrorism is the US government and its allies. They removed the MKO from the terror list to prop up the group and put pressure on Iraq and Iran.
This proves Washington's double standards. They talk about democracy and the fight against terror, but at the same time back terrorist organizations like MKO. It's a huge blunder because people will never forgive Washington for this.
This year, the members of MKO were finally moved from Camp Ashraf, their original residence in the Iraqi eastern province of Diyala, to a new camp near the capital, Baghdad. They are now at Camp Liberty, west of the border with Iran. Aman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.